Okay, I know you're probably curious to see what the answer is, but before we get to that, we need to spend some time talking about how hydrology influences flash flood potential. Remember from the flash flood meteorology module that heavy precipitation results when rainfall rates are high over the same geographic region for a long period of time. However, what you need to know is that not all heavy rainfall results in flash flooding. This is because flash flooding occurs when the favorable meteorological and hydrological conditions coexist. In other words, precipitation amounts may be considerably high, but flash flooding may not occur due to hydrological factors not being favorable. Next, hydrologic processes are important to account for because they influence the magnitude and intensity of runoff associated with flash flooding. So if you want to properly account for runoff potential, you've got to consider the hydrology. Now, before we go any further, throughout the remainder of this module, we will be referring to flash flood guidance off and on. So if you need a quick overview or a reminder of what it is and how it works, feel free to click here. If you don't need a refresher, just go ahead and click next.